Hi everybody, welcome to the Scaling Up Mindset Podcast, where we'll be diving into the different mindsets and what it takes to scale a company. My name is Andrew, and I'm a Scaling Up Mindset Coach. I help companies scale up by shifting the mindsets of their people. I believe in working with businesses that wants to scale up, also because each organization has the capability to transform the lives of its people, and in that cycle, the organization as well. It's a continuous cycle of positive impact, which has an impact on humanity in general as well. So what is the scaling up mindset? Let me start by sharing with you a story of the wise man and the cow. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, there lived a Chinese wise man and his disciple. One day in their travels, they saw a hut in the distance. As they approached, they realized that it was occupied in spite of its extremely poor appearance. In that desolate place, where there were no crops and no trees, a man lived with his wife, three young children, and a thin, tired cow. Since they were hungry and thirsty, the wise man and his disciples stopped for a few hours and were well received. At one point, the wise man asked, "This is a very poor place, far away from anything. How do you survive? You see that cow? That's what keeps us going," said the head of the family. "She gives us milk, some of it we drink, and some we make into cheese. When there is extra, we go into the city and exchange the milk and cheese for other types of food. That's how we survive." The wise man thanked them for their hospitality and left. When he reached the first bend in the road, he said to his disciple, "Go back, get the cow, take her to the cliff in front of us, and push her off." The disciple could not believe what he was hearing. "I cannot do that, master. How can you be so ungrateful? The cow is all they have. If I throw it off the cliff, they will have no way to survive. Without the cow, they'll all die." The wise man, an elderly Chinese man, took a deep breath and repeated the order. "Go ahead, push the cow off the cliff." Though outraged at what he was being asked to do, the student was resigned to obey his master. He returned to the hut and quietly led the animal to the edge of the cliff and pushed it. The cow fell down the cliff and died. As the years passed by, remorse for what he had done never left the disciple. One spring day, the guilt came back, and it became too much to bear. He left the wise man and returned to that little shack. He wanted to find out what had happened to their family, to help them out, apologize, or somehow make amends. Upon rounding a turn in the road, he could not believe what his eyes were showing him. In place of the poor shack, there was a beautiful house with trees all around, a swimming pool, several cars in the garage, a satellite dish, and on and on. Three good-looking teenagers and their parents were celebrating their first $1 million. The heart of the disciple froze. What could have happened to the family? Without a doubt, they must have been starving to death and forced to sell their land and leave. At that moment, the student thought they must all be begging on the street corners of some city. He approached the house and asked a man that was passing by about the whereabouts of the family that had lived there several years before. "You're looking at it," said the man, pointing to the people gathered around the barbecue. Unable to believe what he was hearing, the disciple walked through the gate and took a few steps closer to the pool where he recognized the man from several years before. Only now he was strong and confident. The woman was happy, and the children were now nice-looking teenagers. He was dumbfounded and went over to the man and asked, "What happened? I was here with my teacher a few years ago, and this was such a miserable place. There was nothing. What did you do to improve in your lives in such a short time?" The man looked at the disciple and replied with a smile, "We had a cow that kept us alive. She was all we had. But one day she fell down the cliff and died. So to survive, we had to start doing other things, develop new skills we didn't even know we had. And so, because we were forced to come up with new ways of doing things, we're now much better off than before. So now, just imagine, take a look at your life or your company right now. What cow are you holding on to that allows you to just survive or live? In order to scale any company, you must be willing to throw away your cow. Your cow that's keeping you alive, and innovate and find new ways to live and scale up your company. The difference here is that you don't actually have to throw away your cow and kill it. You just have to imagine what life would be without your cow. What would you do? What would you have to do to survive and thrive? That's what we call the innovative mindset. We need to constantly find new ways or avenues for growth through taking new calculated risks and innovation. We need to be strategic in how we can leverage and improve on the current processes and the people to find new associated avenues of scalability and growth. But the innovation mindset cannot live without the performance mindset. Because no matter even if we have the best ideas and the best strategies in place, without the right people to execute and without the right processes in place, we're better off in survival mode rather than scalable mode. So what I'd like to introduce today is the crucial mindset that all scaling up teams need to adopt is what we call the integrative mindset. It is the need to constantly live in both worlds, performance and strategic innovation, to constantly be on the edge, and to be shifting in between both mindsets. It is like living as if your cow is on the edge, about to fall off the cliff each and every day, and thinking, what would you do instead? Or what could we do instead? And that is all for the first episode of this series. This is Andrew, your Scaling Up Mindset Coach, where we help companies shift mindsets in order to help scale up companies. If you'd like to claim your free session with us, whether it's for your company or your leaders or for yourself, just email us at scalingpeopleasia@gmail.com to schedule a time with us, and we'll move forward from there. Thank you for listening with us today, and I'll see you real soon. Take care, and bye-bye.